Talk Back Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and we're brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, Mick Ultra. Now, let's scoot over to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. We welcome to the program head coach of the Northwest varsity softball team. We have Coach Alicia Mobley joining us. Hey, Alicia, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing so well. And congratulations on a district championship. That has to feel really nice this year.
Yes, it definitely does. I mean, we haven't won a district title here since the 90s. So it was, you know, a relief and a goal that we've had for at least the 6 years that I've been here at Northwest.
And it's a great feeling to get that trophy and to have that with the girls. But knowing that you had to go through Western to get there, does it make it just that much sweeter?
It definitely does. I mean, it's always great to, you know, I mean, not great to play an in-league and crosstown rival in districts. It's a lot of pressure. You know, we play them twice during the season, and then we have to play them in districts. It used to be we'd play them in the Alquick tournament and in the season for I-8 and then have to play them in districts. It was just too much.
Yeah.
And now, you know, we've kept it to the three games, and it still makes for great competition every single game that we play them. So,
yeah. So we were there for the call of the game. We're happy to carry that on our sister station, News Talk 970, 101.5 FM. But I want you to kind of take us through that first game just a little bit. To Joe and myself, it really seemed like it was a defensive-type game. It was a very low-scoring game, and you really didn't get on the board till late.
Right. We knew that Haley Wissman, the Western pitcher, was going to come with she's had great competition numbers in her season. I think she just recently broke the 300 mark with her strikeouts, which is comparable to our pitcher. You know, our first time that we played them in the doubleheader, the first game, she really, you know, held us tight. I mean, she definitely had double-digit strikeouts in the first game. We held her to single-digit strikeouts in the second game in our regular league play. So our real focus was trying to stay small and compact, not try for the big swing to overpower her, but to make connection. So, you know, I thought she did a great job out there, you know, pitching, and then of course our pitcher did a great job, you know, keeping it scoreless. So
yeah, I mean, that was one of the takeaways there, is that, I mean, she kind of just, I mean, both pitchers, both teams really good. My thought was that really the two best teams in that district played each other in that semifinal, but yeah, you guys kept it, you kept the pitch counts down. You kept their bats at a minimum, and it just came down really who scored first late in the game, and that was Northwest.
Right, and being able to handle that kind of pressure is what we've been focusing on all year. You know, we really focus on strength of schedule with playing good teams. Our only losses we have this season are against Division I teams that have great records that are either ranked or, you know, in the honorable mention category. As far as, you know, we just dropped a game yesterday against Wild Lake Northern to help prepare for the regional. We dropped a game against Allen Park. I mean, those kind of games are high-pressure games that get us prepared for that. What is it going to be like when we are locked up at zeros going into that, you know, fourth, fifth inning, and can we keep our, you know, stay to our plan, not let the pressure overwhelm us? Mm-hmm. So I think we did a great job with that. I mean, we stayed loose, positive talk in the dugout. Our culture is really important in our dugout. Staying positive and recovering from failure is important because the game is full of failures, small ones, that if you let those failures eat you up, then it's hard to move forward. So we've been doing a great job with that.
Now, game two, the district championship game, you faced Eaton Rapids. And they allow you like a 30-minute break between games, but you guys kind of went right to it. And it had to be because you wanted to keep your pitcher warm. You used the same pitcher both games.
Right, and she's well capable to throw a doubleheader. The one thing I did notice is in that 3-0 game against Western, you know, being in that pressure situation, and then when it finally alleviated itself in the later innings, I think that our girls, you know, especially with our pitching, you know, a lot of that pressure, you know, I think we all looked a little bit tired, you know, even though we did score the 7 runs, very happy with that. But I think that it was a little bit more of an exhausted look for us. But I know it was because of the amount of pressure that Western game, crosstown rivals and all of that, and just what that atmosphere brings to the table for us. But, again, can't take anything away from Eaton Rapids. Scott Warner, great coach out there. He's had multiple trips, you know, far in the tournament at the end of the year, great postseasons and great teams he's had over the years. So we weren't going to drop the ball, you know, on a team that we knowingly could beat. They did graduate quite a few at Eaton Rapids. So we knew just looking at, you know, their strength of schedule, their record, that we could, you know, beat this team. I don't want to say easily, but we should, you know, definitely beat the team. So, you can't help the, like I said, the shutouts there helped out immensely. So, you know, our pitching definitely did the job going into that Eaton Rapids game.
Absolutely. And it was, like I said, congratulations on the 2 wins and bringing home the district championship. I mean, it's a great year. We spoke with Coach Andrew Sargent earlier in the week. I mean, it was a great year for softball and baseball in Northwest. It's a good year to be a Mountie on the diamond.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we both work hard. Andrew Sargent, Corey Parrott, they've been working with the baseball program. We all got hired right at the same time. So it's been about 6 years for us. If you can't build it in 6 years, there's something wrong, you know. So we've both been working really hard, and they've got some great young ones coming up in baseball also. We've got some strong young ones coming through also. So I'm excited to see the future of the Mountie program in both sports. Yeah.
Now let's talk. Let's jump ahead. Let's talk about this weekend. You got a couple games that you're looking at in the regional semifinal where you're taking on an Owosso team at noon on Saturday. What do you know about Owosso?
Well, they've got an outstanding pitcher, Macy Ireland. She's a Kent State commit. Last year, I know she had over 450 strikeouts on the year. She's a rise ball, high velocity pitcher. We have been doing a great job this year of making a pitcher come down to the strike zone. Rise balls are notoriously balls. So, but the lure of the effect of it being a high pitch in the zone, which are the most edible pitches to take long ball, and then the ball ends up exiting that high point into the ball area, we have been doing a good job of, if it's high to start, it's going to be out of the strike zone when it ends. So we've been laying off the high pitch, which I think is going to help us immensely with her. I think so our offense is going to have to do exactly what we did with Wisman, is to stay small. Multiple girls on the team need to be willing to change it up and go to bunting, go to slapping, you know, going to hit once we open up and feel more confident in our abilities against an unknown pitcher that we haven't seen yet. And then, I mean, I would say she's equivalent to Ava Bradshaw, who we faced from South Lyon last year a couple times, that a lot of our girls have some experience on her with travel ball. So I think that we are prepared mentally going into that game. I think that our pitching is going to handle the Owosso offense well. So I think it's going to be a tight game. It's going to come down to another pitcher's duel for that Owosso game.
Okay, yeah, that was kind of my next question. When you're, you know, when you guys are on defense, is there a different type of approach you take to a team if you know they can really light it up? I mean, you got an outstanding ace in a pitcher,
That's going to be our again. One thing that we're trying to stay on, and this is one of the reasons why I try to avoid media too much right now, is we're trying to stay with the mentality of one pitch at a time, one day at a time, not getting too far ahead of ourselves. Are we prepared with data? Yes, but we try not to get too far ahead. But I will tell you that Chelsea does come with some strong bats. They've got some Division I commits on their team. So the style of play is going to change, or focus is going to change immensely from game one on Saturday to game two. So in our first game, I think that, you know, Vea is definitely going to have to keep the strikeouts up like she does, but I think she's going to handle those hitters with confidence going in there. It's going to be our hitters that are going to have to come to the table and chip away. In game two, it is going to be where I believe our hitters are going to be doing a great job against their pitcher, who a lot of our girls have seen in summer ball. Emily Underwood, don't want to take anything away from her. She's committed over at Concordia of Ann Arbor for the following year. But I will tell you that they've got some hitters there that are committed at the high level, and we're going to have to focus hard on not giving them pitches to elevate. which, you know, and again, great coaching staff over at Chelsea, too.
It's almost like you're anticipating. It's like you got the script to the questions here, because I was going to ask you about Chelsea, but you kind of are. You're looking at them out of the corner of your eye, knowing you've got to face and take on Owosso first, but you kind of know that Chelsea has a high probability to be with you in that second game.
Yes, and, you know, the big thing is we set out goals 6 years ago, and the goals have stayed almost the same. You know, win over 30 games. This is our first year ever winning over 30 games in a season. Again, our strength of schedule. I mean, we could put patty cake teams on our schedule and get to 30 easy, but that's never been our goal. It's to challenge, build that pressure up on the girls. But we managed to get the 30 wins with a good schedule. Our next goal was to win our conference, four-time repeat champ with our conference, the I-8, which Western is in. And then we, our next goal was to win districts. And we have accomplished all of our goals that we have for this season. Obviously, one of our goals was to go as far as we possibly can in the state tournament. But everything after winning districts for us is icing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm so happy and proud of the girls that we have in the program that have been working hard to accomplish those goals. They set those goals. They did the things that were necessary to get those goals accomplished. And like I said, everything after that is icing.
Well, Coach, we definitely do appreciate your time. We thank you for taking time out of your day to come and talk with us. I know, because we spoke a little bit last week, and I know the pressure was there, but we're just, you know, we appreciate you, and we're thankful that you're able to schedule a little bit of time to talk with us about the team, and we're wishing you and your squad the best of luck this Saturday.
We appreciate the support, and we hope to see Mounting fans out there in Chelsea. We play at noon and then hopefully at 2 o'clock. So we'd love to see you guys out there.
Coach Alicia Mobley, head coach of the Northwest softball team, joining us here on Talkback Jackson Sports. Thanks, Alicia. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bert. All right, bye-bye.
Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.